So I would invite you, Puria, and all of you who are tuning in to this interview now to close your eyes, just to sense into yourself more, no distractions from the environment, kind of letting your thoughts become more quiet, drift into the background, and really focus to feel your own body. And to feel the weight of your body as you may be sitting, standing, lying down, where you feel your body touching different surfaces or objects. And the weight of your body, that kind of heaviness that's also part of it. And this is actually the experience we have of gravity, one of the most universal and old forces in the whole universe. And the gravity of the planet that is always there with us, in every moment, holding us, supporting us. And if you imagine there would be another person being there with you no matter what, holding you. Most people would call that unconditional love. So you can, in a sense, say that the earth is unconditionally loving each and every one of us, every moment, every day, for all of our lives and beyond. And then take a conscious breath and really listen to the flow of air as you breathe in and breathe out. Maybe you can notice that the breathing makes two different sounds. A little bit higher note as you breathe in, and a little bit lower note as you breathe out. And the sound is actually unique for every human being on this planet. No person has the same, makes the same two sounds as they're breathing. And staying focused on your breath, if you also tune into the tip of your nose, where you can really sense the air coming in to your body, coming out of your body again. When is the air actually the air? When does it become you? When does a part of you leave your body? It's also part of our interconnectedness. And maybe you can notice that the air that you breathe in is slightly cooler than the air that you breathe out. This comes from the warmth of our own bodies, the warmth that's created through the sun energy that's warming the entire planet, indirectly through the food that we eat, that all gets its energy through plants doing photosynthesis. Humans are basically solar powered. I mean, if we really look at it. And that warmth is something you can feel with every breath that you take, that fire of the energy. Maybe one more thing to pay attention to as you're breathing is that as you're breathing in, maybe you can notice that the air that you breathe out is slightly more moist. And this moisture is part of the water that composes our body. We're actually about 70% water. And that water gets replenished every about 2 weeks. So basically, a large part of us is new and is the water that we drink and that surrounds us. So again, like, who are we if we're not interconnected? And from the breathing, try and see if you can sense your own heartbeat. Your heart pumping blood throughout your entire body. If you have trouble sensing that, you can also put your hand on your chest. Supports you to feel your own heartbeat. And this heartbeat is another thing that you could say is an expression of that spark of aliveness that actually starts as early as 16 days post-conception and is something that is also with you your entire life till you die. It's also something that we have in common amongst all people and many of the other living beings. Maybe you can also sense throughout your entire body where there is openness and expansion, or maybe areas where there is some tension or tightness. And see if just by moving with your awareness, with your breathing to those areas of tightness, actually with your intention to relax, you can experience a little bit of expansion and openness coming in. The mind-body connection is actually one of the really strong things that can influence each other. The mind shaping the body shaping the mind. And taking another breath, you can slowly open your eyes again.